And this one lady, the lady's daughter was, in the natural, she wasn't doing good. They had give up to die. I mean, they just had give up to die. And I don't know about her, but I tell you what, she better thank God I sat beside her every day. Because I knew the word and I knew what to speak. That was her child. The Bible says, you do unto others, you will have them to do unto you. You know what? If that was me, I would want somebody to know the word praying for me. You better hear me now. And when people going through situations and circumstances, or like when you going through situations and circumstances, when you telling people about your business, watch who you tell. You better hear me now. Because that very thing that you waiting to manifest in your life, they might be holding it up for you. You know why? Because they speaking the wrong thing. Be honest with you, Heather probably could have came out of that situation that same day. She probably could have. But you know what, though? You know what they were saying at work? She just ain't going to make it. I don't see her coming out of that. Okay, so then Heather opened her eye. She opened her eye. You know, I went to the hospital, and I was led to go and get that family man and just pray for that family. And I think it was like 15, or it might have been about 15 of us. And I was walking away. I turned. The Lord said, "Nah." He said, "I want you to pray with that family." Okay, I turned. I said, "Okay, Lord." So I started praying. I said, "Y'all, come on." I said, "Lord, if y'all don't mind, I want to pray with y'all." So first thing I did, I've been reading that book of healing by Kenneth E. Hagin. Woo, praise God, I'm telling you. And I started saying those words to them, putting them in the atmosphere. You know, we got angels that's listening. They hearkening unto the voice of the Lord. What is the voice of the Lord? It's coming out my mouth. It's these scriptures that you meditate on day and night. I'm telling you, when you speak God's word and you speak it without doubt and unbelief, them angels, whoosh, I'm telling you, they taking off. I heard first lady say, give your angels something to do. Some of our angels done sit around and they got fat, they got lazy. I'm telling you, they on snack debit. What you call them? Little Debbie snack break, and I'm telling you, they just taking break because we ain't speaking nothing. We ain't giving them nothing to do. You got to give them something to do. I'm telling you now, and anyway, and man, I started putting them words in the atmosphere, man, that the Lord laid in my heart through the Holy Spirit. I started speaking those words, man, and then I started praying. And the next day, when did I say? Got a phone call by 8 o'clock. Heather opened her eyes. Not only did Heather open her eyes, but three others in the same situation opened their eyes. Woo! And that family called, and I told them, I said, you know, because I told y'all before, I said, you know, I want to keep my, I said, Lord, I pray just my spirit stays humble. It's God working through me. I mean, he told me to go lay hands on the sick and do what? They shall recover. So I just believe in his word. I'm listening to him, spending time with him. He said, I want you to pray for that family. And that family called the next morning. They said, you know what? Heather opened her eyes. They were so happy. You know, I just started crying right there in the office. I didn't care. I was celebrating God and what he had done. And that guy told me, he said, it was a stepfather. He said, you know what, Tim? He said, man, I'm so glad you came by. He said, there were many people that come by and said they were going to pray and prayed. He said, but you know what? You the only one that spoke hope. You the only one that spoke hope. I said something. I did something. See, truth be told, she was already healed before she got in that situation. All she had to do was just receive it. So what we did was he said, if two of us shall agree, so touching anything shall be done for us by our Father in heaven. All we had to do, I told them when I grabbed their hands, I said, look, all I need y'all to do, don't say, I just need y'all to hook y'all faith up with my faith. That's all I need you to do. Just hook your faith up, because I know God is more than able. He's well able. He's well able. He told me his word shall not what? Return unto him void. You have to speak God's word. You want results? You want God results? Speak God's word. You want God results in your life? Speak God's word. You know, back to the book of Genesis. You know, like I said, and when you go back, you read, and it tells you, and God said, and God said, and God said, and then later on down there, you see in the scripture, it said, and it was so. And then it says, and it was good. And it was good. And it was good. You know, the Bible tells me this, every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, and who there is no variance, no shadow of turning. God is good. And everything he does, God is good. He is faithful. All he's looking for, y'all, he said his eyes are running to and fro. To and fro. To and fro. If you can receive this word, speak this word, be a doer of this word, you will get word results. The word does not fail. The word does not quit. Glory to God. I'm telling you, man, God is so faithful. He is so faithful. Woo! He is faithful. He is a faithful God. Man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I was a. Can you put up on the screen for me Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. All right, it says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Y'all ever seen a sword? I'm gonna finish that. It's on both sides, it's cutting. Not just on one side, but on both sides, it's cutting. You get better penetration like that. It's sharp at the point and on both edges. It can go deeper, it can go farther. And what it say? He said, the word of God is living and powerful. The word of God is what? Living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. He says, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word of God. Say this with me. Say, I am a doer of God's word. I am not a hearer only. I obey his voice. And I am willing and obedient. I speak God's word. I get God results. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. You know, God wants you to prosper, man. God wants you to be in good health. He said it in the gospel, not the gospel, but the